This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District's annual meeting is taking place this Thursday. It's the 75th anniversary for the meeting, and resource conservationist for the district, Chris Reynolds, sat down with me to discuss the details. Chris, you guys are coming up on your annual meeting later on this month, and it's kind of a big celebration this year. It's your 75th anniversary.
Yeah, thank you, Katie. And we've been kind of planning this meeting over the past year at several of our board meetings, and the 75th annual meeting will be coming up. We're going to be having it at Litchfield Community Center this year on January 21st at 6 p.m. This is our annual meeting and also election. Montgomery County has a strong history with conservation, and we were actually the sixth conservation district to be formed in the state of Illinois, so we're pretty proud of that and the foresight that some of our early farmers had in the county to want to try and protect the land that they were farming and the need for a conservation district. So we're really excited. We'll be having a dinner followed by a meeting. Be a catered dinner by Milanus Catering of Hillsboro. And then we'll also, like I said, we'll have an election of directors. We'll be electing three directors this year to the Soil and Water Conservation District Board. And then kind of the highlight of the meeting is going to be the World Bird Sanctuary is going to be our entertainment, and they are going to have the Raptor Awareness Program, so we're pretty excited about that. A lot of the birds of prey, and they're even going to have a bald eagle at the meeting. So, pretty interesting. We encourage everybody to purchase tickets ahead of time. They are going to be $10 each, and you can purchase those by stopping in or calling our office at 532-3610 extension 3, and getting those tickets reserved.
And I assume this meeting is open to the public, so if there is interest, just give you guys a call.
Yeah, this meeting is open to the public, so give us a call. It's going to be a very family-friendly program with the birds of prey and the raptor awareness, so bring the family, and we encourage everybody to attend. We have a lot of good support here in Montgomery County. We have a lot of sponsors that are able to help us put this meeting on, and just encourage everybody to attend. We'll also be showcasing some of the history of the Soil and Water Conservation District here in Montgomery County. So it's been very interesting putting some of that information together for the meeting. We hope to have a kind of a running slideshow during the meal to kind of showcase some of the things that have went on over the past 75 years that we have been here in Montgomery County.
And how many years have you been serving as resource conservationist?
I will be coming up on 15 years this year, so this will be my first big meeting, I guess.
Chris Reynolds, resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. Once again, that annual meeting is Thursday night, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Litchfield Community Center. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service on Friday confirmed highly pathogenic H7N8 avian influenza in a commercial turkey flock in southern Indiana. USDA says this is a different strain of the flu than the strains that caused the 2015 outbreak. Samples from the turkey flock, which experienced increased mortality, were tested at the Indiana Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory at Purdue University, which is part of USDA's National Animal Health Laboratory Network. APHIS is working closely with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health on a joint incident response. State officials quarantined the affected premises, and depopulation of birds on the premises has already begun. Depopulation prevents the spread of the disease, and birds from the flock will not enter the food system. We'll be back with more after these messages. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction had a nice turnout over the weekend. Mike Hamilton has a summary of what prices were like at the auction on Saturday.
To begin with, we had a lot of hay. We ended up with 1,875 small squares. Prices was kind of all over the board. We had 575 bales of straight alfalfa. We had some low-end hay down to $3, and we had some premium alfalfa brought $15.10 a bale. Most of the better hay was in the price range from $8 to a top of $13. the alfalfa grass. We had 155 bales of that, and it was just kind of common from 250 to 350. Ended up with 650 small squares of mixed grass from 250 to a top of 670. And we had 500 bales of straw, and it was from 410 to top of 450. Ended up with 340 3x3s. First crop, we had 119 bales of that, and it was from 32 to top of 48. We had 28 bales of second, real nice second crop from 78 to 80. Then we had 142 bales of just mixed grass from $20 to a top of $48. Had 28 bales of 4x4s at 38. And we had 22 2x3s at $45. Then in the round bales, we ended up with 150 bales of those. The mixed grass was from 15 to a top of 46. Most of the average hay was in the price range from 30 to 35. Then we ended up with some round bales of straw from 31 to a top of $34 a bale.
Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. For questions, contact Mike at 618-410-4293. In World Ag News, Syngenta's board last week voted in favor of pursuing advanced takeover talks, which moves the company closer to a merger with ChemChina. Bloomberg reports while negotiations continue, talks could still fall apart, and it cannot be ruled out that counterbids appear. Counter proposals could appear from Monsanto, whose takeover attempts were turned away by Syngenta last year. However, Monsanto officials have said rekindling talks with Syngenta since have proven to be difficult. Syngenta's approval for Advanced could pave the way for a formal agreement to be reached by the Chinese New Year holiday in early February. ChemChina offered about 470 Swiss francs, a share in cash, for Syngenta last month. Buying Syngenta would transform ChemChina into a maker of genetically modified seeds, putting it in competition with Monsanto. Lack of seed technology is a key reason that China's corn yields are half those in the U.S., according to Bloomberg. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.